朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
好，所以弟兄姊妹不可以轻看，也不可以灰心。
So brother and sister, do not despise nor be discouraged.
要知道他是谁在修剪，是为着什么而修剪。
Be assured who is the one who is pruning us and why is he doing that?
我们对神常常充满了误会的。
Often we mistake, we may misunderstand him.
听说从前有一个很勤快的农夫，他常常就是一大早把家里面院子后院自己种的菜啊，番茄啦、胡萝卜啦、青菜啦。挑着两大篮子，背在身上去村庄里面卖菜。
And I heard the story of a very diligent farmer. Every single morning, he woke up and then just water all his plants and then picked them and then went to the market to sell.
那数年如一日，这么殷勤的做事一家一家大街小巷叫卖，然后赚点钱。
He did exactly the same routine every single day for decades.
有一次有一个不算大师，但是也还算蛮有名的画家搬到那里去。
And one time, this famous painter moved to that area.
然后他就认识了这个卖菜的，然后发现他非常的殷勤。
And he got to know this farmer and realized that how diligent he is.
然后他蛮感动的哈，那有一天他想帮助他。
And he was quite touched. And then one day he tried to help him.
他就挑了一幅他画的是青菜水果的画。
And then he draw, he painted this picture with all the vegetables and fruit.
有胡萝卜，有番茄，有苹果什么的。
And carrot, tomato, and so forth.
那天他就跟这个菜农卖菜的就说，先生，今天我手边没有现金啊，我弄这幅画给你换一点水果。换就这上面的这个几个东西啊，胡萝卜啦，青菜啦，什么苹果啦。
So that day he met this farmer. He said, "Hey, sir, I don't have cash, and then but can I exchange your vegetable with just this painting of mine? Whatever I painted, then can I just take from you?"
没想到这个菜农不识货哈。
Without realizing, this farmer actually he had no idea the value of that painting.
他大骂一顿。
And then he actually rebuked that the painter.
那你拿假的胡萝卜换我真胡萝卜？你拿假的番茄换我的真番茄？门都没有。
And saying that you try to exchange with me, with your fake tomato and carrot with my real ones, no way.
然后旁边有一个识货的人一看到这个就说，你这个笨蛋，他说你弄十单二十单你都换不到这幅画的。
And a person next to him said, you foolish guy. And then that painting is worth maybe 10 times more of all your vegetable here in your basket.
今天神在我们身上工作的时候常常受到很多的委屈跟误会。
Often, when we experience the pruning of God, we misunderstood him.
不要说天上的爸爸的，地上的爸爸妈妈受委屈受误会的多的呢，对不对？
Not to mention our Heavenly Father, those who are mom and dad here, do you not experience that your kids misunderstood you often?
你们被儿子训练到都不敢吭气了。
Some of us were so trained by our children that we dare not talk back anymore. Anyone can amen to that.
你儿子就坐你旁边，你还敢举手？
Do you not know your son just sitting next to you?
没有一个爸爸妈妈不受委屈的，我跟你讲。
No parents have not gone through the same struggle.
因为我们整个的心是爱你们，为你们好，但是常被误会的。
However much we love our children, and we often are mistaken.
所以你要知道，神爱我们，带着积极的目的做工。
We have to realize the way God loves us. It's always positive thought in His mind.
我曾经说过 ，Rick Warren 说过，如果他将来有空退休要写书的时候，他第一本书要写的就是说，神从来不会说的话。
And then Rick Warren once said that after he retired, the very first book he wants to write, he would title that "The Words God Would Never Speak."
就是那本书的 title 叫做《神从来不会说的话》。他说 Chapter 1第一章，我就要写神从来不会说“哎呀”。
So he said that Chapter 1, the words God would never speak is "哎呀."
你是蛮中国话的，修华以前是翻译 "God will never say 哦哦哦。比较美国话哈。
Sorry, Aya is Chinese way to say, so English should say, oh, oh.
你看米开朗基罗正在雕大卫的像的时候做到鼻子啊啊 哎呀，鼻子打掉了。
Can you imagine Michelangelo when he's carving that David statue and his nose, would he ever say, 哎呀, oh, I just struck off his nose.
对不起，那个神从来不会说哎呀，神没有失手的时候。
God would never make mistakes, not even a single small one.
他所有做的事情完全在他的管理，而且是在积极的目的底下。
Everything he does,It's out of his sovereignty and then very positive.
亚哈王不顺服，硬是要出去打仗。先知警告他，你出去一定死，他还是要去打仗。
King Ahab, and then he wanted to go to the battle, and then the prophet warned him, said, don't go. But Ahab just insisted.
他打仗的时候，他故意装成士兵，叫别人装成他。
And then he was so cunning, they say, oh, he just dressed him up, disguised himself as one of the soldiers, and let others dress like a king.
你看圣经上讲的多好，他说有一人随便拉弓。
And the Bible said just one person just draw his shoot an arrow.
然后恰巧射入以色列王的甲缝中一个盔甲一个盔甲中间一点点缝，他就正巧进去了。
And it so happened that arrow shoot right in the seam of his armor. It just straight through his body.
亚哈就阵亡了。
And Ahab died.
神从来不做错事情。
God will not make mistakes.
而且他从来不随便做一件事情。
And he will not do anything casually or carelessly.
所有他做的事都是出于爱，出于正面的目的。
Everything he does is out of his love, out of his positive.
所以这是我们第二个要看的。我们既然知道他是因为爱我们，所以我们要在爱中来顺服他。
That's the second point I want to mention. Since we know he loves us, so he chastens us, then we should.Love him.
第六节特别说主所爱的他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
And then verse 6, they're talking about whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son he receives.
所以我们要知道就是因为他爱我们他才管我们。
We must know because he loves us, that's why he chastens us.
一个最可怕的刑罚临到我们就是神任凭我们。
The most dreadful, awfulpunishment God can ever do to our life is he just let us go.
神再也不管。
He will not withhold his hand.
随便你。
Okay, you can do whatever you want.
那是以整个心已经伤透了灰心透了神放弃了。
You can see if God so hurt to the point so that he said, I'm going to let you go.
前一阵子我很得激励的是有一天我跟一个年轻的弟兄交通了。
A while ago, one thing which encouraged me a lot is I fellowship with one brother.
交通完的时候我回办公室的路上他就跟我讲他说于伯伯他说你对我这么严格我很感谢你因为让我有安全感。
And then after our fellowship, and as we walked back to the office, this young brother or sister and then told me that, Uncle Yu,I want to thank you for being so strict on me. That gives me a sense of security.
你们有没有孩子们对爸爸妈妈这样讲过
？Any children here ever say that to your parents?
弟兄姊妹，你知道我大概二十年前曾经看过一个报道，那么多关在少年监狱里面的，甚至后来变成死刑犯的人。
And then about 20 some years ago, I read the report, and so many young people in the prisons, and then even some of them got sentenced to death.
在他们所有的埋怨的这个名单，这个 list 里面，排行榜第一名的就是我的爸爸妈妈不管我。
Of all the list they put down of their complaints, the
number
one is my parents. They let me go. They did not discipline me.
圣经上讲得很清楚 你不管孩子或是不忍心管孩子的其实是把他推到阴间去的
The Bible says clearly He who spared his rod You are pushing your children to hell
你不忍心用杖责打孩子的你是恨他
If you spare your rod on your children You hate him
就是因为 当一个真正爱的时候我们绝对不甘心你是这个样子的
When you truly love a person You will not let the person go
但是弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在座的父母哈，不要用了这句话回家就虐待孩子哈。
I hope our parents here don't just quote this verse and go back and then beat on your children.
主怎样管我们，我们也要怎样照着主的教训和警戒来养育孩子，就是要增加他的 内在价值。
How we are chastened by the Lord, the way our heavenly Father used. That's the way we want to do toward our children to increase their inner value.
高高低低没有那么大的差别，内在价值是神最在乎的。
Yes, there are our performance ups and downs. That's okay, but what God cares about is their inner.
也是真正能够让他一生受益无穷的。
And that will last forever for his life.
让他认识神，让他基督的生命在他里面真实的被建造起来。
That your child will truly know God and be built up in God.
啊，所以我也希望被管教的人，我们也知道，因为他爱我们，所以我们愿意在主里面来敬重他。
And those who are chastened by the Lord, we need to know that He loves us, and we learn to honor and respect Him.
也在主里面来顺服他。
And in God, we learn to obey.
所以第九节他说：“深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他。”何况万灵的父，我们岂不更要顺从他得生吗？讲到两个，一个是敬重，一个是顺服。
So verse 9 there says, We have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid him respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? It talks about respect and subjection.
有一个十几岁的女孩子到同学家去参加 birthday party、
A teenage girl went to her friend's house for a birthday party、
当他们庆生会到了九点钟这个女孩子就说要回家了
And about 9 p.m. the girl says I need to go home、
同学嘲笑她
And her friends mocked at her
大家都还在玩你这么早回去干什么
We just start to have fun Why do you go home so early?、
你那么怕你爸爸妈妈你怕他们管你吗怕他们打你吗
You're so afraid of your parents Will they beat on you?
女孩那么安静那么成熟的笑着对他们讲她说我不是怕他们打我我是怕我伤了他们的心
And this young girl and just replied with a gentle smile said, I'm not afraid they will beat on me
伟大的生命啊
But I'm afraid that will hurt their
这么小就能够这样子的体会父母对她的爱
Such a young teenage girl can understand
不是因为怕刑罚不是因为害怕爱里面没有惧怕
It's not because you are afraid of the rod and being punished in love. There's no fear in love.
我不是因为怕刑罚我不敢做这不敢做那我是因为爱我不做这我不做那
It's not because I'm afraid of his rod that I don't do this or do that. It's because I'm afraid to hurt that person. I don't want to do it.
我因为爱我敬重我的父母我顺服我的父母
It's out of love then I respect my parents. I want to be in subjection to them.
而且圣经上说这是第一条带着应许的诫命 Bible, 神这么看重我们孝顺
Bible says this is the very first command with blessings with promised
God, 我们怎样对父母常常也说出我们怎样对神
The way we treat our parents often speaks of how we treated our heavenly father.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在爱中顺服，这是太重要的一件事情。
Brother and sister, in love we submit. This is so important.
我20年前有一次在Salt Lake City 转机的时候
，and about 20 years ago, one time I was making connection in Salt Lake City.
我就拿着书在那边看，在那边安静的，就看到旁边一个小孩子大哭啊。
I was reading my book and I saw this little kid burst out crying something.
一个美国小孩子大概才3岁多，到垃圾桶里面。找了一罐人家剩下来的 Coke， 硬拿过来要喝，他爸爸妈妈不准他喝。
And this 3-year-old went to the trash can, pick up a can. There's still some soft drink inside, and he wanted to drink it. And his parents wouldn't allow him, and just and then he just cried.
一个在那边大喊大叫，一个在这边管，在那边抢他手中的 Coke.
So one is crying, the other is yelling, and then trying to grab the Coke back and forth.
你是爸爸，你是妈妈，你会让儿子喝的，请举手。
Parents here.Any of you will allow your kid to drink that from the trash can?
就像你的儿子说，这个于叔叔也爱喝 Coke 啊。
Maybe your son and our children say, "Hey, even when Pastor Yu, he loves to drink Coke."
No, 我们都爱喝 Coke 嘛。
Yeah, Coke.
但是你爱，你怎么可能去捡垃圾桶的来喝呢？
But you love them. However, be possible, you will just allow them to drink from the trash can.
我现在连放在冰箱里的都捞不到喝，不要说垃圾桶的了。
And then now, even in the refrigerator, I don't just drink it.
弟兄姊妹，爸爸妈妈不可能让孩子去垃圾桶捡个吃的东西在那里。
Brother and sister, no parents will allow their children to do that.
今天我们在网络上，今天在我们朋友中间，在这个世界上，有这么多的垃圾跑到我们的生命里面。
In this world today, there's so many garbage, you know, from the internet, from our surroundings, so many trash there.
地上的爸爸需要管教我们，天上的爸爸也在管教我们。
Our earthly father will discipline us. Our heavenly father will chasten us even more.
所以当你被管的时候，你要知道你自己是蒙爱的，
是属神的。So whenever you are chastened by the Lord, know this, that you are loved by God.
所以在你的生命中再也没管教的话，那是一个危机。
If you don't experience any chastening at all in your lives, that's actually a crisis.
你自己知道神曾经。你那么清楚地知道神曾经管教过你的情绪时候
If you have an experience that you know clearly God's hand is upon you, discipline you.
不好意思嘛 raise your hand. 我被神管教的多的呢头破血流
You know, don't be shy, just raise your hand. I experienced that numerous times.
从来没被神管教过的情绪
But any of you have never experienced that chastening.
感谢主哈，你们都是蒙爱的
I thank the Lord, you are all loved.
被管教要知道自己是蒙爱的。
When you are chastened, know that you are beloved.
因为主所爱的，他必管教。
Because whom he loves, he chastens.
甚至鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Even scourges every son he receives.
所以在这个点上，大家记得，我们被管教的时候，我们要敬重神，要来顺服他。
So let's learn when we are chastened, learn to respect him.And submit ourselves to Him.
而第三个，我们盼望能够在管教中得到主的结局。
And thirdly, I hope that we can obtain the end God intended for us.
虽然神是带着正面的目的来管教我们
，Even though God always has this positive thoughts for blessing toward us,
但是并不代表我们每一个人都得到了主希望得到的结局和结果。
That does not guarantee that all of us can receive.What he intended for us.
那个关键在于我们是不是肯真正 在信心在爱中来接受他在我身上的管教。
The very key is whether we shall receive his chastening in faith and in love.
所以我们今天的背诵经文里面讲到这个万灵的父管教我们是要叫我们得益处。
So our key verse today says, God the Father of Spirit chastens us for our profit.
使我们能够在他的圣洁上有份
That we may be partakers of his holiness.
而且管教的是当时虽然不觉得快乐反而觉得愁苦
No chastening seems joyful or pleasant at that time.
后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子就是义这是讲的生命的果子
But it's painful, but afterwards it produced the peaceful fruit in us.
所以在管教的里面我们一定会不舒服的哈你不要说哎呀好舒服啊神每次管教我都好痛快。
So don't pretend that when he chastens us or you say, oh yeah, it feels good. No way.
你也不要属灵到那个地步哈。
Don't try to be that spiritual.
圣经上已经说了管教的当时不舒服的。
Bible says it's painful. His chastening is painful.
反而蛮愁苦的 蛮 painful 的。
It's painful, it's sorrowful.
真的有时候真的很痛哦真痛哦你这是打的不能说真的
I can testify that sometimes it hurts
啊弟兄姊妹但是被那经验过后来却为那经验过有的人有结局有人没有这个后来
But you know and the Bible says afterward you know those who have been trained by it
管教是众子所共受的我们都在受管教
you know, We are all trained by him Everyone But not everyone received the end
但是不见得每一个人都有圣经上所说的后来跟底下说的却这个转机
But not all of us can say in that verse 11 Nevertheless Afterward It really depends on us
后来却为那经验过的表示你穿过了你出来了你经过了流泪谷你出来了
So Bible says Those who have been trained Those who walk through the valley of Baca Those who walk through that valley
很多人经过流泪谷一辈子被留在里面
And some people They walk through They walk actually into the valley of Baca And remain there their whole life
在那里流泪在那里埋怨在那里depressed
They got depressed there, they cried there, and they couldn't get out.
他永远走不出来。
There's no way out for them.
但是那些走出来的呢，却让这谷成为泉源之地，而且有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
And those who walk through it come out, they turn that valley into the spring.
不仅有地里面涌出来的祝福，也有天上倾倒的祝福。
Not only the blessings from the earth, but the blessings pour out from above.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天神在我们身上有工作，但是不见得都有结果。
So God is working in our lives, but not everyone received what he intended for us.
我们都在被神管教，但是不见得 都经验过，都出来了。
We are all in his training hand, but not all of us can come out.
我们都可能经过流泪谷，但是很多人就留在那里了。
We can all walk through the valley of tears, but some just remain there.
弟兄姊妹要不甘心白白受苦。
So brothers and sisters, do not stay there.
就像我说的，不要在那里打空转，不要在那里绕行。
Do not just like the wheel spinning on in the air.
你去读以色列历史，我前一阵子刚刚又在读完四世纪，里面充满了痛苦哈。
You read the Israelite history and it's so painful. I just finished reading the book of Judges.
整个四世纪就是七个循环，一直在那里 loop, 一直在那里混循环。
And you see from the book of Judges, it's the seven cycles again and again. The Israelites just circle there.
你可以看我的手势哈，当他们平安的时候。
You can see my hand motion when they are at peace.
神祝福他们，他们一切都平安的时候。
When God bless them, they have enjoyed the peace.
然后这时候偶像兴起，他们转去拜别神。
And then there will be idols there. They will turn their hearts to worship others.
他们惹神愤怒。
And they provoked God.
然后接下来仇敌兴起。
And then the enemy will be raised up.
神借着亚门，借着摩押，借着亚兰，借着周围非利士人来管教他们，刑罚他们。
And God disciplined them through the hands of Aaron, the Moabites, and then the Philistines.
然后他们哀声达到神的面前，向神求助的时候，士师兴起了，神兴起拯救者，把他们拯救出来。
And in that moment, they cried to God, and God raised up the judges to deliver them.
所以他们又在享受太平三十年、六十年、四十年。
And they come back to the peaceful years, 30 years, maybe 40 years.
你就看见太平，偶像兴起，仇敌兴起，士师兴起，太平，偶像兴起，士师仇敌兴起，士师兴起，整个以色列历史就这样子，四百多年，一直到，一直到，一直到。
You see the same cycles repeats itself. Peace, and then idols.And the enemies and judges.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天我们在神管教的手中是怎样。
I don't know how you respond in the hands of God's chastening hand.
很多人明明知道是神的手，明明知道是神的管教，我们轻看他，我们没有好好认真。
How often we know it's from God, but we despise His chastening.
所以历史一再重演，历史一再重演，我们一再绕行，一再绕行。
Then we are repeating the same history.As the Israelites.
诗篇三十二篇告诉我们呢，你有三种被神引导的人。
And then in Psalm 32, it talks about three types of people who are guided by the Lord.
最好的一种就是神用眼睛就可以引导他。
The very best one, God can guide them with His eyes.
然后我小的时候，我说我爸爸很严哈。
I share with you, my father was very strict.
他只要看客人的脚一眼，我就知道，哎呀，糟糕，我们忘了给客人拿拖鞋了，要去拿拖鞋。
When he had his eyes staring at our guests' feet, then we know immediately, oh, we need to bring the slipper for our guests.
他跟客人讲话，往茶几一瞪，我们就知道忘了倒茶了，赶快倒茶。
While he was chatting with our visiting guests, and then he just need to use his eyes, look at the teapot, and then we know we need to prepare the tea for them.
我们中间可能很多弟兄也已经有这种训练，姊妹一瞪你，你就不敢讲话了。
I believe some of the husbands here, you are well trained by your wives. When they stare at you, you know what happened.
你知道你讲错话了。
You know you have spoken something wrong.
这个叫做眼睛就可以引导的。
This is what God says. I can guide you with my eyes.
第二个，神用话语来引导我。
And then secondly, I will teach you with my word.
神需要教导，神需要指示。
God will instruct us to teach us.
这个也很重要，对不对？我们每个礼拜聚会，我们每次读主的话，主教导我。
That's also very important. Every week we come and we learn His word. God is teaching us with His word.
提醒我们、纠正我们、责备我们，都是用话语在这里帮助我们，这是很重要的。
He instructs us, reminds us, and then corrects us all through His words. That's very important.
但是诗人也在这里说，不要像那个无知的骡马，要用嚼环配头才能勒住它。
But in Psalm 32, also the third type, do not be like the horse or the mule.
那个嚼环配头卡在这里，你硬是不肯顺服的时候，你就把鼻子拉伤流血。
There it says, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle.
神为了爱我们的缘故，神不妥协的。
God loves us so much, He will not compromise.
所以神对保罗说，扫罗扫罗，你用脚踢刺是难的。
That is why God spoke to Paul, say, Saul, Saul, it is hard for you to kick against the goats.
神如果不爱我们，早就任凭我们。
If God does not love us, He would have let us go long ago.
他因为爱我们，他留着交换配头在这里。
Because he loves us, so sometimes he has to use the brittle, the bit to control us.
直到我们一再受苦，一再受苦，一再受苦，到最后终于顺服下来。
In hope that when we suffer again and again, and finally we will yield.
所以他后面说到恶人必多受苦楚。
So there it says the wicked, they will suffer much.
很多的时候都是白白受苦的。
How often we suffer in vain?
都是因为不顺服带来的痛苦。
Out of our disobedience, we suffer pain.
但是那些顺服神的人，神用他的慈爱四面环绕我们。那些义人要在神的面前欢呼歌唱，那是完全不同的结果和生活。
But those who are willing to submit to Him, God will surround us with His loving kindness.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望我们在主的面前能够很认真的知道神。到底在做什么？而我们能够跟神配合。
So, brother and sister, let's take it very seriously to understand or to discover what God is doing in our lives and to be cooperative with Him.
能够让神在我们身上的工作能够成就。
So the work of God can be accomplished in our lives.
如果你最近在主的面前被管教，长期的管教，很痛苦的管教，很灰心的经历很多的。这些事情 我念一段圣经我就结束了。
If you suffer a great deal lately under the chastening hand of God, I want to read you this verse.
我们请读弥迦书第七章。
Can we turn to the book of Micah, chapter 7.
弥迦书第七章。
Chapter 7, Micah.
我想为了省时间，我们一起来读，好吧
？Shall we just read it together?
我们从第七节读到十一节。
Let's read it from verse 7 to 11.
至于我，我要仰望耶和华，要等候那救我的神。我的神必应允我。我的仇敌啊，不要向我夸耀。我虽跌倒，却要起来。我虽坐在黑暗里，耶和华却做我的光。我要忍受耶和华的恼怒。因我得罪了他，只等到他为我辩屈，为我伸冤，他必领我到光明中，我必得见他的公义。那时我的仇敌就是曾对我说，耶和华你神在哪里的，他一看见这事就被羞愧遮盖，我必亲眼见他遭报，被践踏如同街上的泥土。以色列啊，日子必到，你的墙垣必重修，到那日，你的境界必开展。这里讲到一个被神管教的人。
Here talks about a person who is under the chastening of God.
他知道他得罪神。
He knew that he sinned against God.
他知道神的手在他身上。
He knew that God's hand is in his life.
他也经历了那么多仇敌在他旁边打落水狗的讽刺嘲笑。你的神到底在哪里？
And he experienced the mocking of the enemy, derision, say, "Where is your God? Where is your God?"
但是他那个祷告，
but he prayed.
他知道神没有丢弃他。
He knew God has not forsaken him.
他说我要仰望他，我要等候他。
He said, "I will look up to him. I will wait for him."
他对仇敌说，你不要向我夸耀，我虽然跌倒，但是我会起来的。
And he declared, "Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fail, I will arise. When I fall, I will arise."
我虽然坐在黑暗中，耶和华却做我的光。
When I sit in the darkness, the Lord will be a light to me.
有一天，他要把我从里面救出来。
One day, he will deliver me out of that pit.
我看见仇敌遭报。
And I will see my enemy.
我们的墙垣要重修，我们的境界要扩展。
Our walls will be rebuilt, our territory will be expanded.
他在患难中，在管教中，他知道有一个荣耀的结局在等着他。
In suffering under his chastening, he knew that there is a glorious end God intended for all these.
真的是 in his time.
Brothers and sisters, indeed, it's all in his time.
I'll make all things beautiful.
He makes all things beautiful.
神不甘心叫我们受苦的，圣经上明说的，耶利米哀歌三章三十三节，神不甘心叫人受苦的。
It's not God's desire to cause us to suffer. It's not His will for us.
所以管教的苦是可以不必要的，如果我们接受管教的话。
If we are willing to submit ourselves to his chastening, we don't need to be in that bitterness.
我们不要再单延被管教的时间，我们赶快学好该学的功课。
And let us not prolong the time of the chastening. Let's get out of it. Submit to him.
把那个伟大的以神儿子的生命荣耀的性情，那个成为我们内在的价值。
Let God to make in us that glorious life. life of the Son of God.
哦，到最后我们这个人能够变为一个自然涌流的执事，在我们里面生命那么自然的可以出来。
That the life of Christ can flow out so naturally, it becomes our whole being.
我们读经，我们祷告，我们跟人相处，我们问候人，基督从我们里面可以出来。
When we read the Bible, when we pray, when we fellowship with one another, Christ in us.
没有虚假，没有掺杂，是真实的，是基督自己。
There's no guile, there's no mixture. It's God Himself, the very life of Christ.
哦，主耶稣，让我们甘心地服在你的手中。
Oh Lord, may us all submit ourselves to you willingly.
主啊，让我们接受你在我们身上的修剪。
To receive the pruning from your loving hands.
所有不讨你喜悦的，所有不该有的，主啊，你为我们除去。
All that displeases you, all that ought not to be there, Lord, prune them away.
增加我们里面内在生命的价值。
Increase the life of Christ, our value in us.
让我们渴慕得着基督。
That we will desire after Christ.
让我们渴慕与你的生命性情有份。
That we will long to be partakers of your divine nature.
哦，主啊，有一天我们能够在各处都来显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
And then one day, everywhere, we can spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ wherever we go.
坚固我们在座的每一位。
Establish everyone here.
让我们不仅不轻看你的管教。
That none of us shall despise your chastening.
也让我们在管教中，在爱的里面，我们来敬重顺服你。
But rather in love, in your chastening, we learn to submit to you.
好，让我们得着你的结局。
That we can receive what you have intended for us.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。